Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior, we heartily greet you again, welcoming you to the listening and to the meditation upon the Word of God. We are studying in the book of Exodus. We would like today to read a portion from chapter 2, commencing at verse 11 and reading down, if you please, through verse 14. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren, meaning the Hebrews, and looked on their burdens. And he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out of the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, Wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, Who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me, as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared, and said, Surely this thing is known. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh, and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this precious portion from his word, as we continue looking at the great type that is found represented in Moses. He was a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. All that are familiar with the story in the early chapters of the book of Exodus may well know that Moses became under God the great emancipator and deliverer of the children of Israel from the bondage of Egyptian slavery. He has often been called the greatest emancipator that ever lived in human history. But oh, there is a greater person of whom he is but a type, and that person is our Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior. And we have spoken very faithfully and repeated again of that blessed Savior, that it is written in Galatians 1, verses 3 and 4, Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Oh, how we thank God. Christ Jesus, the Son of the living God, came into the world to save sinners, and he is the world's great deliverer. We would remind our listening friends that if you are still without Christ as Savior in this world, under the bondage of sin, Satan, and the affliction that is involved in all the disobedience that sin brings, you need a deliverer. You need one who can deliver you from the power of this world, who can deliver you from the power of Satan, who can deliver you from the bondage and the tyranny that sin has brought upon you. Thank God we do have a deliverer. Yes, we thank God for the story of Moses. We have noted in the preceding part of chapter 2 how Moses was providentially preserved to be the deliverer of his earthly people. Though the sentence of death at the hand of Pharaoh and the Egyptian powers was upon him, he was providentially preserved as he was cared for by Pharaoh's daughter. There is no question of doubt that the one who raised Moses from the time he was thus born was his mother. For as Miriam, the sister of Moses, watched to see what would happen to her baby brother as her mother had placed him in the ark of bulrushes, she soon found out that the daughter of Pharaoh desired a nurse for the child. And naturally, she went for the child's mother. Now we read in verse 10, and I wish you to notice it very carefully. Pharaoh's daughter, it is written of the child, when thus she commanded his mother to nurse her, that the child grew. And then ultimately, she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. For many years, Moses was under the training of his own mother. His spiritual education was at the knee of his mother, without question or doubt. And may we point out, as the context of the chapter reveals from which we have already read today, the spiritual education on Moses at his mother's knee ultimately brought victory over what was the wisdom of the Egyptians. We would remind our hearts that when you read the account of Stephen in the 7th chapter of the book of the Acts, verse 23, when in reference to Moses he spoke of his training in Egypt, he declared that Moses was schooled in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. All the secular, intellectual intelligence that could be acquired and was known in the great empire of the Egyptians, Moses was trained in as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But beyond that education of the world, the Egyptian realm, he had a better education at the knee of his mother. And now, blessed to realize, as the book of Hebrews reminds us, that when he was come of age, he chose not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He made his choice to be with the people of God and suffer the reproach as well as the affliction that was involved. One must confess with gratitude and praise the childhood education of Moses and the spiritual development of the Lord in his mother's care ultimately triumphed over the wisdom of the Egyptians. What we have read beginning in verse 11 going down through verse 15 has declared to us how Moses turned to see what he could do for the help of his brethren who were in bondage. Yes, he went out to look upon them. He went out to see their burdens. And he noted the tyranny, the oppression, the wickedness of the cruel taskmasters. One of the first things that he spied was an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. How we may recognize the heart of Moses went out to his brethren in their need. Now may we repeat, the character of Moses typifies Christ. And even though in our story today, Moses acted very hastily and too quickly, not in the center of the will of God, though his motive was well. But may we repeat, he reveals that he had a heart for the condition of his people. This, my beloved radio friend, is the necessary characteristic for any person to be a deliverer of those who are in bondage. The necessary compassion of heart and mind toward those in their sufferings. Now may I declare, and it is with gratitude and praise to God, that Christ has the heart of a deliverer and a shepherd. My radio friend, what do you think moved Christ, the Son of God, to come down from his throne in heaven above, to take upon him your humanity and mine, and to come down where we were in our bondage, in our sin, in our affliction? Was it not love? What moved Moses to leave the throne of Egypt, to which he could have possibly been a successor, and then go down to see the burdens and be concerned about his brethren in their need. It proved he had a heart of love for those who were in bondage. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. No greater heart of a deliverer has ever been upon this earth than the person of the Son of God. My beloved radio friend, may I say with all earnestness and confidence, because it is the truth of the Word of God, it was love for you as well as for me, and love for all sinners, that led the Savior to come from above. But then, Moses not only possessed the heart of a deliverer, one can realize, though he acted in haste and unwisely, he had the hand of a deliverer. He very quickly slew the Egyptian in this story today and hid him in the sand. And one will recognize very quickly, readily, he possessed not only the heart of a deliverer, but the hand, willing to give himself in the battle to help deliver his people. Oh, my beloved, what shall we say of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, when we think of Calvary, the greatest battleground that has ever been known upon this earth, when Christ the Son of God fought against the powers of evil under Satan, as thus with triumph they seemingly had him crucified at the cross. What a battle that was. And that blessed conqueror on the tree of Calvary bore our sins and paid the full penalty for our guilt and defeated the host and the power of Satan. My beloved, I say again, no greater deliverer can you ever find than the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil world. My prayer is, find him today, my blessed friend. Father, we ask, may some poor sinner turn to the Savior who alone can save. For we ask it in his name and for his glory. Amen.